Marsman. Take one.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jeremy.
We're going to have a code chat. Thank you for joining us on our show. You actually just saw me in this setting. I'm talking to a few of my colleagues. We're all in town for a big conference called Tech Ready.
Yep.
Are you having fun?
I am. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Can you introduce yourself and tell people what kind of code do you write? What kind of stuff do you work on?
Absolutely. My name is Jennifer Marsman. I live in Michigan, and I'm a peer of Jeremy's. And my passion is machine learning and big data and analytics. So I've been having a lot of fun with that lately.
Okay, now we're going to be doing a hackathon really soon. It's like tonight all day tomorrow.
Yes.
And Jennifer was just telling me about her idea, and I think it's brilliant.
I do have an idea.
I want to see it finished. I want to see it like done.
I got to get on that now.
What is it?
So the idea that I was thinking about is I really have been wanting for a long time to really go in depth with the Project Oxford APIs. So if you're not familiar with some of the cool stuff that Microsoft Research has done in the artificial intelligence space, Project Oxford is amazing. There's APIs for facial detection, for recognition. There's some popular websites out there, howold.net and twinsarenot.net.
Right. Yeah.
And they can predict your age and your gender just based on a picture of your face. And they can also predict, you know, how alike two faces look. So with Twins or Not, you can put up two faces side by side and see how close do, you know, how much do I look like Scarlett Johansson, for example. And so with that, I started thinking, a lot of when people saw Twins or Not, I saw a lot of people asking, you know, what would be really cool is if we could do what celebrity do I look most like?
Okay.
Yeah. So what I was thinking is to call IMDb or something like that and grab a whole bunch of celebrity photos and store those off in some database. That'd be a one-time thing. And then do something along the lines of letting the user, through probably a web interface, upload a photo of themselves. And then I'd have to, in some scalable way, use Project Oxford to make a whole bunch of calls of how closely does this face resemble a whole bunch of, you know, all these celebrity faces in there. So I think that's going to be the hardest part is kind of the scale out of that and how do you make, you know, a whole bunch of API calls all at once. And so I have a couple of ideas for thinking about that. And one of those is we could potentially like tag the faces with metadata on like this is a male versus a female, so that way we could find out, okay, just compare, you know, if I upload my own face, only compare it against the female ones.
There you go.
Right, and that'll cut down by half
and
the number
of things
to compare
to. And you've got that data. You don't have to determine if the celebrities are, because you probably in your data feed know whether it's a female, right?
Well, here's the cool thing. I could possibly look at IMDb, so I don't want to manually tag it, right? If I download 100 celebrity photos, I don't want to do that manually. So maybe that information is available through an API. I don't really know what IMDb exposes yet. This is still just in the brainstorming phase. But if not, I could just use Project Oxford, right? So I could one time as a setup thing, call Project Oxford, and since Project Oxford will tell me gender and age, I could just run that on all of them once. Then I have that labeled metadata, and then I could just store that off in my database, and then use that. And then when I make the calls, like if someone uploads a picture, we could just kind of check gender first, and then just compare them against the same gender. And that'll cut down the number of compares I have to do.
Okay, so that makes it efficient to do the matching for one, and you're talking about being able to match like your whole list of colleagues, right?
Well, so that was another idea. So one of the things we want to do is our team is incented, like we are very passionate about Windows development and web development. So that's like kind of one aspect. We're very passionate about Azure. So there's that aspect. And so I'm covering either a web interface or a Windows interface as the front end. And then we're covering Azure with the Project Oxford work. And so the other thing that our team covers is Office. And I haven't done a lot with the Office APIs, but I've been hearing amazing things about the Office Graph.
Yeah, the Graph API.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think it'd be really cool to actually play with that and get a chance to learn it some more. So what I was thinking is if I could tap into that and find out my network of colleagues. So map, for example, our whole team, which celebrities do we all most resemble, and then show the org chart of what we all of us as celebrities in an org chart. So that way I'm going in, mapping to grabbing all the information about what the team structure looks like, and then labeling everyone as celebrities and presenting that in a fun way. It'd be a really funny demo.
No kidding.
Really
it'd be
funny
a lot
demo.
Of fun. Yeah. It'd be fun, too, for people to be able to grab it and use it.
Exactly.
So I haven't told you this yet, but what I'm going to try to do is when we're done with the hackathon and Jennifer's made some progress on this, I'm going to do another short video and just ask her how it worked out, how it landed, so that you'll know.
We'll see.
And I'll try to either put that here or somewhere. I'll throw it up on a Channel 9, and you guys can find that and see what kind of progress has been made, and then maybe use it for you and your organization.
We'll definitely put all the code on GitHub, so in case we don't make it all the way there, maybe other people can help.
You can pick it up and continue.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fun. Awesome.
Okay, thanks for joining me on Code Chat.
I can't wait to see what celebrity you are, Jeremy. Matthew McConaughey, right? Do we all agree? All right. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
See ya.